That was Robert clearing his throat. This is me.
Not clearing her throat. Yes.
Reading the think tank Braille leaflet, which frankly I'm a bit disappointed with because it's not that thick. It's only got 9 pages, and that's A4 Braille, so in print it would be 5 or 6 sides, if that.
I have to say, I thought when she gave it to me that it must be the wrong thing because it didn't feel like Braille paper anyway, and it was so thin.
Hmm. No, it says Think Tank Visitor's Guide, and there's no apostrophe on the end of visitors, but I guess that's Think Tank rather than whoever Brailed it, because they'll Braille whatever they got given, so...
Yeah. You mean so we can't blame Paul?
If he did it, though. So, Think Tank Birmingham Science Museum. Think Tank is a place for learning and fun through exploration, engagement, and historic artifacts. Innovation in science and technology underpins our life and changes the way we live. We can see this in Birmingham's past, in our life today, and in what we know of the future. There are 10 themed galleries spread over 4 floors, which examine the past. Sorry, I was just reading this sentence that didn't seem to quite make sense.
And it just ran out, did it?
No, this is what it says.
Okay.
I'm not reading it wrong.
Okay.
So, there are 10 theme galleries spread over 4 floors which examine the past, investigates the present, and explores what the future may bring.
Okay.
That's why I was pausing and going, I'm reading this right.
It'd be interesting to see if the, if the printed one is the same.
Yes. There is a clearly marked route around the gallery, although they can be visited in any order, which is what we'll do.
Does it say if they mark it in tactile or audible form?
There are large prints and braille signs. There are large print, comma, and braille signs around the museum related to key information about lifts, stairs, toilets, and exits. Many of the exhibitions in the museum have audio interpretation as well as text information. It is frequently possible to request a member of staff as a guide if you turn the page, if you book in advance.
Which is really good when you've just been given this on arrival.
Your requirements on the phone number. You don't want me to really bother reading that, do you?
No.
If we are very busy with schools, on Saturday,
we might tell you to get lost.
Then the team may recommend a quieter time when staff are more likely to be late. So, level G2 is a floor on which you arrive in Think Tank. The ticket desk is on level G0, right by the shop. Zero? That doesn't sound right.
What's the G for, anyway?
No idea. Hang on, let me read this again. No, right, scrap that, I read it wrong. Level G0 is the floor on which you arrive into Think Tank. The ticket desk is on level... Yeah, it says G0, I'm sure that's not right, because we had to come up to level 2, didn't we? Right, by the shop.
Yes.
Large print events programs are available from the ticket desk.
It's rather amusing that they feel they need to say that in the Braille version.
I know. Most of our exhibits have have large print captions. However, large magnifiers are available from the ticket office to loan to visitors on request, if requested. The ticket desk is always staffed during opening hours, and staff members are always available to help you. If you require any additional help or information, please ask a member of staff. You can also book tickets and the planetarium shows at the ticket desk. The planetarium offers daily programme of shows, astronomy, classes, activities, and we're not that bothered about that, are we?
Not really.
What I could have done with knowing last time I actually did go there with my parents was that it says booklets of tactile drawings with braille and large print information are available.
Oh, right.
But I didn't know that.
Was that, what, just for the planetarium this was?
Yeah, upon request.
Right.
To accompany the shows. But the thing is, I didn't know till too late.
Yeah.
You know.
And nobody thought to offer it?
No. About.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it?
Although they did offer them to us today.
Yeah, they did today. Yeah.
But not when I came last time.
Yeah.
So, to be fair to them, you know, today they did. So, getting to think tank, I need to read that.
Yeah, we do need that. So we can get out again.
Yeah, but it's getting to it, isn't
it? Does it not say getting away?
Getting away. So it's a 15-minute walk from U Street Station.
U Street, was that?
Yeah.
As in sheep?
No. You're silly.
You're a far better name.
Pardon?
You're a far better name.
U Street.
U Street. Well, especially when it's next to the ball ring.
Sorry.
You have the most amazing sneeze.
I know. It's good, isn't it?
You just want to be the centre of attention all the time.
I'm amazing at something.
You're amazing at lots of things. Like lifting me off the ground with some big seesaw thing.
And spinning you around the ground.
So that I break my back on that. No, that was my fault. What
that
else?
That was because you went upside down already.
What else? Yeah. And it didn't say, don't go upside down.
Hello. But your common sense might know, yeah. That's
my word. My what, sorry?
Well, exactly.
I don't have common anything. It's very unique. It's unique sense.
Pretentious sense.
That's appalling. I'll sue you for every penny you've got.
Oh, good luck with that.
Thank you.
You can have my overdraft.
I don't think that counts as pennies you've got.
No, it's pennies I haven't got. Quite a lot. Yeah, the rest of this is quite a boring leaflet, to be honest.
It doesn't tell us anything about steam engines or how to get glass from Birmingham to Liverpool via Chester.
No, or how not to.
Yeah.
No, you have to listen to my booze for that. So there's nothing in there at all about the different galleries, apart from that there's 10 of them. How rubbish is that?
It is ridiculous, isn't it? Really. I have to say, I do think that for a modern museum... A very modern museum. They could do a heck of a lot better. You know, a museum where you pay, for that matter.
We're paying, and well, actually, you've paid. I need to sort that out.
Oh, don't worry, it's fine. But it wasn't much.
I know how much it was. I was there.
I know, but what I mean is, it could have been a lot more. if we hadn't got the if we hadn't got the concessions and stuff, it would have been what, £12 each, £13 each or something, and so I'm not really worried.
I feel a bit better about it because I have just brought you a cup of tea and a cake.
You have. It's fine. I'm not counting. I can't remember what I was going to say. Probably something rude about them and their lack of accessible guides, but
there's more actually on the website than there is in there.
Mm.
Which isn't good, really.
I think the problem is that there is this assumption, I think I might have said this before, assumption that no visually impaired people would come on their own, so you're always going to have somebody to explain things to you.
Yeah.
And
but I'd still like to, say if I came here, and even if I was going to have help from the start.
Yeah, you want to be able to do stuff,
like
read it yourself.
Come, probably, if I was coming for the first time and never didn't know anything that was here, I'd like to come and I'd like to read a Braille leaflet while over a cup of coffee.
Yep.
Tell me what was in which gallery, and then I could say to the member of staff, oh, well, I'd like to go to such and such gallery. I'm really interested in, I don't know, steam trains or whatever.
Absolutely, yeah.
There's nothing
to tell you that, yeah, it's true. I'm going to see if I can see this map.
If not, we'll take them both back to the beach, shall we, because I'm just covering that room. I told you about Iceland, didn't I?
Iceland? It's a country north of...
No, the shop. The shop that one doesn't go to, you
know. Well, one doesn't have such a shop.
One probably does.
One most definitely doesn't, not in Richmond.
Oh no, sorry, Richmond. No, one wouldn't have such a place in Richmond.
Yeah, anyway, Iceland.
Yeah. I went in there, I needed something really small, like typical. I don't know.
I tell you what you wanted.
What?
Flour.
No, it wasn't flour.
It was to soak up your
no, it was
braille
rice.
Notes. Right, that was it, not with flour.
Flour.
You would have made bread whilst doing it. Braille note bread.
Flour?
Flour, yeah, sorry. Brain was somewhere else.
Flour?
Flour! I can't go that high.
Flour!
Oh no, I really can't go that high.
Flour! Oh, that was loud.
You're very squeaky.
You say that like you didn't realise. Oh, I'm going to have to find that scream in the garden when I got wet.
Yes.
Because that, the stereo for that will be amazing.
Let's hope we were recording on something. Shame I didn't get you a bit more in front of the hose, though.
In front of the hose?
Well, you know what I mean, the nozzle thing. Right a bit. No, I've taken the hint. I've been cruel enough. I'll be nice from now on. Until you tell me that you're bored and you want me to be horrible again.
I don't think I will, you know.
You're not, all right.
You might tell me that you're bored.
Possibly. Oh, yeah. Right, this thing. That's fine. Let me give you this map thing.
Why? You can't read it.
Hey, have a look at it.
Shut up.
Hey, go on, have a look at it. I can tell you, you're probably seeing about as much of it as I did.
So, since we're on the same floor, should we take these back so we don't have to carry them about?
Sounds like a good idea to me. It saves losing them, doesn't it?
Well, it does, yeah.
Shall I see if I can get some of your carrier bag into my rucksack?
So, like, do I have to rip the bag in half?
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist that one.
And she complains at me. Poor me, who says nothing much. Innocent little me.
Yeah.
as nice as anything to her. As anything. Whatever anything is.
Right, we have in here.
Yep.
There's an empty bottle of water. Well, so now it's a bottle there.
Right, we don't need that then, do we?
No.
Do you want to put
I
up?
Know where the bin is. I suppose we could just leave,
leave it on the table.
Table.
Yep. That is my thinking on this matter.
And then I've got our two bottles of water from now, because the empty one was the one I had on the
Are
train.
They still sealed?
Yours is and mine isn't.
Okay, fine.
So we know whose is whose then as well.
Yep. What else have you got?
An apple.
Yep, you leave that on the table too?
Yeah, I'll put that on my plate. I did enjoy the apple though. I'm rubbing it in now because I forgot to bring you an apple.
I was just thinking of something we could do with the apple core, but I'm not going to say it on the boo.
Why is it rude?
No, I think if you think about it, you'll know what I mean.
No, you'll have to tell me later. Right, so we've got two bottles of water, some soggy cashew nuts, which
Why are they soggy?
From the apple core.
Oh, lovely.
And a packet of baked potato and butter flavoured crisps.
Okay.
Which is quite big.
Okay, well let me just see if I can. If you pass me the bag as it stands.
The whole bag, isn't it?
Yep.
In there, and there you are.
Thank you. Oh, it is quite big. Okay. I tell you what, if you just take the crisps out for the moment.
Yeah. And they might fit in a different place.
Maybe. Or are they open, the crisps, or are they?
No.
Do you want to just open them a tinsy-winsy bit and push all the air out of it?
Might be.
No, seriously, because it. Because
at the. I'll taste a couple then, since we're opening.
I'll let you taste it first. Just in case it's baked potato with baked bean flavour. I don't see how you can have potato-flavoured crisps. You know, you've got basically potato-flavoured fried potato.
Hang on.
What?
I'm not sure these are the right flavour.
Oh, dear. You've been missold.
I have.
You've been misled.
It tastes more like cheese and onion or something, but
well... That's what you get for buying. I bet somebody was joking with you.
I don't know. Maybe not. Do you want to try one and see what you think?
Yeah, okay. Mmm.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, no. That is definitely. I can actually. That's uncanny. Wow, that is really clever.
I have got cold.
They do actually taste of baked potato and butter. Hmm. Well, another one of those.
Oh, well, I've rolled it round, but you can...
All right. I'll unroll it. If you don't mind me pinching another one of your crisps. Oh, you're very generous.
We better not eat too much, otherwise we'll just look
around
here and we'll also not be at dinner.
Yep. Sorry?
I picked up the ones you dropped.
Oh, right. Hmm. That's amazing.
That was from M&S.
Really?
Yeah.
I have an M&S within 30 seconds walk of my front door.
They had them on offer, so I got the other packet. I got honey roast ham.
Ah.
I don't eat actual real ham, but...
You only... Did you ask if it's vegetarian honey roast ham?
But the crisps are quite nice and I ate far too many of them last night and then thought, oh, I should have done that. I'm glad you enjoyed my travel lodge.
Oh, it was brilliant. It had me in absolute stitches. I loved it. Very funny.
It's a shame you didn't boo yourself last.
Yeah, no, I really should have done. It was very, very funny. You name check me. Yeah, well, you mentioned my name and then Paul said something about it.
The crisps, didn't I?
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
I said, in honour of RJ Yates, we'll have to, I don't know, I'm going to eat some crisps.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to pause this current boo here.
Start a brave one.
Because it's been just about as thrilling as the last one. And when we get down to somewhere interesting, I might pull my zoom out. Oh, this was the car-making one, yeah.
His mum dragged me away and they were making good noises.
I did notice that you were being dragged away from things. Oh, I wonder what that is. And then your mum starts talking about something else.
You're not booing anymore, are you?
I am. If you're listening, Fee's mother.
Maya.
No, Mrs. Dunn.
She would not want to be called that. She'd want to be called Maya.
Anyway, poor Fee, wanting to hear all these noises, and you wouldn't let her. Moved her on. Cruelty, that's what it is, cruelty.
I suppose it was the moving,
yeah. Yeah, needed to keep moving, yeah. Right, off.
Have you put the crisps away now?
I have.
Okay, that's all right then. You've got a whole glass of water
here. Oh, I might have. Oh, you want some of it, do you?
Pardon?
Did you say, did I know, or do you...
Oh, right. Did you know you've got a whole glass of water?
I forgot, but I will have
you
some
want
of
it.
I will drink some of it. If you want to have the remainder, you're most welcome.
Well, I might do, but I don't want to, you know, I'd suddenly...
Steal, snatch, snatch a lolly from a baby. No, is that, no, ice cream from, no, what is it? No, sweets from a baby. A shower?
Mm.
What for?
Well, effective way of getting rid of a cup of water.